That's right. Yeah.
Ted Bundy was a motherfucker. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. I mean, local hero. He was killed right here.
Hill and Billy Corgan.
attended by John Wilson of Fox 13 News.
Gosh.
Okay. Welcome to War of the Bay. I'm Kyle.
I'm Anthony.
There's a lot of things that I want to get into the show, but first and foremost, can you shut the fuck up, New Orleans? Like, can you shut the fuck up? Nobody cares about your stupid fucking call and your lawsuits that you're filing and your rap music videos.
I have plenty of lawsuits I'd like to file if that's a thing.
How many have they filed more than one?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm just saying. I think the Tampa Bay area would have some lawsuits.
We'll get into that later. But for fuck's sakes, this has been the biggest topic of conversation this week as far as sports goes. So I'm like right off the bat, like I think you guys should go eat a dick is what you should do. Like you had a 3-point lead in the fourth quarter that you couldn't hold on to. And then when you gave up the field goal, you went to overtime, and your star quarterback threw an interception. Boo fucking who that they missed a call. It's part of the game, my friends.
All right, hold on.
What?
If we were sitting here today and that happened to the Bucks, how would you?
I'd be pissed off. Yeah. No doubt. I mean, because it's like you think about what may have been the whole Druin was onside thing. I mean, the Lightning would have had a 2-goal lead by that point,
it was a 1-goal lead.
That was the first
goal. But it was the first goal of the game. Yeah.
And then we went and scored a second goal like shortly after that. Yeah. So it would have been a 2-goal lead.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, I get it. I do get it, but it's
the nature of the sports, man.
Yeah, you got
things are going to get blown. You cannot rely on the refs.
That's why I don't know why it's being tossed around that they do this whole. I don't think that there should ever be a review process
for penalties,
ever. Because
I think you're opening up a real Pandora's box
exactly.
If you do that shit, man.
Yeah, dude. Offsides is offsides. A catch is a catch. There's a clear rule in place. You know, did this person meet these? Three or four specific criteria. You know, where was the puck in relation to the body? Where's the line? Where was the rest of the team? All that. You know,
holding's a judgment call.
Exactly. Yeah. Was he holding or was he not? It's up to the
discretion.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it a ball or was it a strike?
There's always those people like holding could be called on every play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
Or you could say, okay, was that a ball or a strike? Well, this batter, his strike zone's a little smaller, so his knees come up to this. But
if we could challenge that penalties, if we could challenge penalties that were called, why can't we challenge penalties that weren't called? Why can't a fucking coach just throw a flag
exactly.
and be like, hey, can you look at this play for holding? And then they find holding and they take away a touchdown.
Yeah, I think there was a face mask on this play. Could have been. Well, I think you're exactly right because holding happens on essentially every play. It's in one form or another. Yeah. So if you want to scrutinize a play to the point of like, hey, I think holding happened on this play, then yeah, it would be a fucking game theory thing where Bill Belichick on a game winning touchdown would throw the red flag out and says, hey, I think holding happened on this play. Whether or not he fucking saw holding.
Look what's happened in the NHL with the offside review. Coaches will just challenge it on a goal.
Yeah.
And they don't even really know if it was even close, but they'll just challenge it because the worst that happens is they get a penalty.
Lose the challenge.
Like fucking, or we take a fucking goal off the board.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know what's going to happen in a crucial moment in the Stanley Cup final game. A goal's going to get taken off the board because of an offside challenge.
Yeah, I think you...
And that team's going to lose, and then they're going to fucking probably get rid of the rule.
For as much bullshit as going down with this whole non-call pass interference thing, which undoubtedly was a missed call, but if you put on the record books that... Okay, you know, now you can call, you can challenge. Then it's just gonna bring up a multitude of bullshit. It's just like, do you want an NFC championship game to end on a ticky-tack foul because a coach threw out a challenge flag where he thought he saw holding and the umpire was like, oh, yeah, I guess he was holding on the offense, take the off the board. Hey, guess what? We win. That sucks.
Yeah,
that's bullshit. I'd much rather see the missed call and then deal with the missed call because that's part of the game.
It's always been part of the game.
Yeah. It's absurd to me, and I really hope that the NFL doesn't bow to the pressure here. Of
imagine
making,
if you could challenge balls and strikes in baseball.
It would be fucking chaos.
Every time someone struck out looking on a questionable call, we'd be having a 15-minute fucking review. Like,
or yeah, think about if the home team closes out a win, and the players
opposing manager.
Hold on, we're challenging the final strike. It was called strike. We're gonna challenge it. And you look at it, and oh well, it was kind of inside the paint or something. Well, a little bit. I don't know. And ticky tack, and it's not a smart idea.
It's not good, man.
No. It's not what you need to
do.
There
has to be. It's human error. There's going to be human error in sports. It's just the way it fucking is, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it. Because
everybody wants robot strike zones and fucking.
Well, I think that would be the compromise. Is like, let's have robots officiate, which I think would be kind of. I'd be fine with that.
I mean, shit. I don't know if you've seen the shit that's coming out of Boston Dynamics, but we're getting there.
I know. Yeah. I mean, if I could take a game called Completely Fair, to where it's just a robot, and you know, with that beyond a shadow of a doubt,
then there's no challenges.
Right,
it's a fucking robot.
It's a robot. It's right.
We're gonna yell at the robot. Who's Jim Harbaugh gonna yell at now?
Yeah, is it a catch? Yeah, there's no challenge. We're not gonna delay the game anymore because the robot saw it's a catch.
Then that robot pulls a shotgun out of a rose box and.
Yeah, I would say I would be okay with that. Actually, here's the flip side of that argument, because you could be stopping play every other play because the robot's like, hey, the 5-yard call for this.
I thought you could say because the robot's malfunctioning or something.
Yeah, it could be. That could be the other thing. It's like, what, that fucking robot doesn't know the.
Someone needs to tweak him.
Then you see some real fucked up shit where, like, the fans actually just go, because it's not a person, it's not an actual human, and they just go on the field and fucking destroy the robot. Yeah, just like electrocute.
It's like when they released that, or when that robot that was hitchhiking across the country got to Philly and got destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's what scares me, because one day the fucking robot extremists are going to use that against us and be like, this is why humanity needs to be eliminated. When they become self-aware and they know that we're pieces of shit and what we did to that robot in Philly, they're going to use that against us. Their fucking Donald Trump robot is going to use that to like exterminate us and build the fucking wall.
We won't have a chance because they're fucking robots.
Yeah. And it was all fun and games. And they're just called balls and strikes.
They don't miss.
What are we doing?
I don't even know how we got here. We went from bitching about New Orleans to robots and how they're going to kill us all.
They just need to shut your fucking baby mouth, New Orleans.
Don't say that about the robots, Kyle.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
They're going to kill us all one day, but it'll be fine. I mean, hopefully I'll be like late 80s by that point.
Right.
And, you know.
Arnold will come to your house.
Yeah. I mean, just euthanize me like a fucking cow and just use me for meat.
You know, I was gonna say milk me like a fucking cow, but
just put the shock bolt through my head and like euthanize me. Fine, it's whatever. You know, if you're gonna be the Hitler of robots, then just
for Kyle, you have to go back in time and save John Connor.
Yeah, no, I'm not down for it. No, just find a different guy.
They ask you, and you're just like. You know, I saw this ended already.
If you're surviving in a post-apocalyptic future right now and you're listening to the sound of my voice, you found I'm the wrong guy.
Yeah.
There's a guy called Elon Musk in this era. Find that guy. Go find him. He knows what to do. Hopefully.
Don't ask Joe Rogan. Please don't ask Joe Rogan.
Or do ask Joe Rogan. I don't know. Or there's Gordon Ramsay, too. He'll make you a good meal.
He was on Hot Ones.
Yeah, watch that today.
It was interesting.
It was good.
Yeah.
Although it's always surprising that the biggest guests that I'm so excited about on Hot Ones are like the ones that suck the most at the hottest wings.
Yeah.
He broke down at the final three wings, and I was like, come on, Gordon.
It's probably because his palate's so advanced
it
or some
be,
shit.
Yeah.
Like, just, you could go on there and be like, all I taste is liquor, so.
I don't know. I don't know how I would do it. I'm not good with
I wouldn't
spicy
do well.
Food. Yeah, I'm not good with it.
I mean, I could get through it probably, but I would not. Like, I'd pay the price pretty dearly.
All right, we're the Bay 300. We're doing a Hot Ones challenge.
Oh, God. We're in St. Pete. You could probably find some weird shit here.
um, Other than that missed call, I thought I was
the real hot one. St. Pete challenge is going to Ferg's and trying to eat their food. That's the real.
I don't mind the wings, but yeah, everything else.
Yeah,
you're rolling the dice there, champ. Although. Yeah. I went with my mom to watch the Bucks. I forget which fucking Bucks game it was, but went
probably lost.
Oh yeah, it was a loss.
Yeah.
Who were we playing? Oh, were we playing the Cowboys? Yeah, we're playing Cowboys. Did we
was
lose
it
that
the
one?
Sunday night game the year that we were sort of relevant.
No, no, this was this past year where it was irrelevant.
And oh,
they,
okay.
I think they still beat us. I believe they beat us. Yeah, because they went to the playoffs. So I was watching that game, and they got like street nachos from there, which is
that's a risky move.
Yeah, but they were good. Came out, they were good.
I went to Bodega today, actually. I was down here with my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good stuff, right?
Bodega's so fucking good, man.
Best Cuban you can get down here.
They're always busy, but we beat them. We kind of came like 10 minutes after they opened, so they weren't that busy yet, so it was nice. But like as soon as we got our food, like here comes like 15 people like going for lunch or whatever.
Yep. That's the way it goes. Yeah. I mean, oh, God. Such a good Cuban.
Speaking of St. Pete, you had a little bit of rant today on
Did
Twitter
I?
About your fair city and how it's being taken over by corporate shills.
It is, dude. I just learned last night that from an anonymous source, but like a good source, that Daddy Cool Records is on the way out.
Oh.
So if you know anything about Daddy Cool Records or down here and say, yeah, they're getting rid of that, and that's going somewhere else. I mean, they're relocating,
right.
But they're being forced out of their home for the last, God, since I could remember. And that whole block that used to be like the State Theater and Octave and Local 662 and Foo Bar and fucking Daddy Cool, all the hardcore fucking indie bars. It's just now. It's just like the yuppiest, whitest. Like, hey, come on, come try our sushi bowls and our tacos, and you know, have brunch here at the Lure and get your coffee at fucking the coffee place. It's just, it's a goddamn shame.
Maybe St. Pete does need Spider-Man.
St. Pete might need like an indie Spider-Man, but because the other thing that disheartened me is like one of my like just down.
He doesn't shoot webs. He shoots vape juice. Okay, go ahead.
It's just like it's just annoying. Like, God damn! I thought we banned this inside. Spider-Man.
He's like refilling people's vape like pens and stuff like that. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just down the road here. I actually took Nick here last weekend. It's a great burger place run by a fucking douchebag Blackhawks fan, but you know, it's great. He's got great burgers. It's called Engine 9, and you know, you go in there and there's Phil Esposito jerseys and cab driver assaulter jerseys.
Already sounds like a great burger place.
Yeah. But it's actually a fantastic burger place. Great burger place. Well, according to rumors, this isn't as substantiated as the Daddy Cool thing, but according to other sources, that also might be going away with the bar next to it called the
What's
Blue Goose.
What's being replaced with?
Just bullshit, like, you know, yuppie bullshit high rises that fuck these fucking. I don't know.
We don't have it. You guys don't have enough of them yet. There's already like two that just broke ground. Like,
this is how it goes. Apparently, like
it's gonna be nothing but high rises.
I know.
Yes.
It's just like, it's like a budding, there's a budding art scene, so it becomes cool to be down here again, and then all the, you know, all the people that like have money are like, hey, it's cool to be down here, let's make things more white.
Let's take our South Tampa and insert it into St. Pete,
exactly,
basically.
Let's make it Soho, and there you go, that's how it happens. Who knows?
Dude, we need a Chipotle. We need a Chipotle.
We kind of do, because Breeder Border fucking sucks. But that, well, the thing too is it pisses me off that the Rays feel like they can't make a home here, because it's a lot of things changing and a lot of things going up to where that they can take advantage of, oh, I don't know, maybe all the residential high risers that are going up, maybe. The fact that the area around your stadium is being revitalized into this sort of this destination area. I don't know. I would hope that they go to that Al Lang Stadium idea.
That'd be cool.
Because that's like right in the heart of all the.
Then we knock down the drop and build more high rises.
Yeah, that's what they're gonna do. Did you watch any? Did you watch any of the playoffs this past weekend, though?
I did actually. I was kind of interested in both games because I kind of. This is when I tune into the NFL playoffs is like championship weekend usually.
I know.
So I watched the end of the Saints Rams game because I got home from work around the end of the third quarter, and then I watched the whole Patriots Chiefs game.
It was funny. My mom was like into the Saints Rams game. Like it was a Bucks game, but like even like more than a Bucks. I'm like, Mom, what is going on with you?
But it's a great game.
It's because like one of her family members that maybe she doesn't like so much was at the game rooting for the Saints. So she was kind of like
petty.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little bit of a petty rooting interest petty. In the fucking Rams.
Petty Kyle, Mom. Yeah.
I was wondering, like, dude, Mom, why do you care so much about this field goal? Greg Zuerlein just nailed that shit. But, like, she's like, yeah, Greg. Like, what? Who is this? Who?
Since when? Who are you?
Yeah, that was, the two championship games were everything that I was waiting for this entire playoff series.
It was a good weekend.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
The
two good matchups with two competent teams. None of that, like, oh, this team probably shouldn't be here. They're about to get killed. Like, you know, there's always one of those, it seems like. Yeah. Like, last year, the fucking Eagles destroyed the Vikings on the NFC Championship game.
The whole Saints-Eagles would have been a lot better.
Way better.
That's that fucking... The Saints got fucked out of two playoff...
Three, bro. What are you talking about?
Well, what happened before then?
The fucking Seattle game where they lost to the 7-9 Seattle Seahawks on that Marshawn Lynch run and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm just talking about... Oh,
there was three... Hold on. There was three, though, if I remember. There was another one where they got fucked.
I'm just talking in consecutive years. Like, last year, the Saints got fucked on the mini... The Stephon Diggs Minneapolis Miracle. Yeah. They got fucked on, of course, this whole pass interference thing, which, by the way, Drew Brees threw an interception in overtime, and you couldn't keep a 3-point lead, so go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you fucking had the game won.
You had a 3-point lead. You also passed on first down. You should have ran it. We won't talk about that. You passed on first and second down, Sean Payton.
Dude, I literally tweeted, like, what the fuck are the Saints doing?
Yes.
When they said, like, what are you doing?
On the first two plays when they had, like, they were in field goal range, all they had to do was run the ball, run the clock out, and then kick a field goal. They passed on the first two downs. You fucking idiots. That's why. If you didn't call a pass play and just called a run play, like, oh, I don't know, every other fucking NFL head coach, maybe you wouldn't have had a pass interference call and you would be in the Super Bowl right now.
It's quite possible.
God damn it. These fucking, oh, these Saints fans are driving me crazy. But yeah, if they got, I don't know what happened the year before, but if they got fucked out the year before, then amazing. Good. Because fuck them. I don't like Sean Payton. If Drew Brees played for Andy Reid, then I'd be like, more power to you, man. I hope you win all of the Super Bowls. And then that whole
speaking of Andy Reid, that dude just cannot catch a break.
He can't catch a break, dude. He can't get
he's
back.
Got
there.
He's got what looks like to be a generational talent at QB again, and the defense is just shitting the bed.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
And then Tom Brady is Tom Brady again. That motherfucker, man.
Well, you know, the key to winning in the NFL now is you have to have a good enough defense to make a play. This has always been the thing, right? Defense wins championships. I mean, you can't get by on a good offense alone.
Saints got that Vernon Davis catch. So they lost heartbreaking against the 49ers in the divisional round when Vernon Davis caught it in the end zone from Alex Smith.
Really?
Yeah, on a last second catch. So that was like 3 out of 4 years that they've gotten bounced that have been like heartbreaking.
Oh, that was the year that the 49ers went to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
2000 what? I want to say 14?
No, they went to the NFC Championship, lost to the Seahawks that year. The Richard Sherman, Michael Crabtree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Good for you. Oh, man. Where was I going? Win again. Win.
You're talking about Sean Payton. How?
No, I was talking about
Andy Reid. We were talking about Andy Reid, and I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was, like, too focused. Like, I know there was a play that they got fucking their heart broken. I had to find
it. No, it's all good. I mean, yeah. I don't know what Andy Reid needs to do.
How the fuck did Sean Payton keep his job? He went 7-9 3 years in a row. From 2014 to 2016, the Saints went 7-9 every year.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Do you think Breeze comes back next year?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Is he a free agent?
No, but I mean.
No, I would. I think he's still got some left in the tank. I just don't know if the Saints. I don't know if he feels like maybe this is a sign I need to retire.
I just hope the division gets stronger and kind of prevents them from taking it like they did this year. That's such a huge thing. You've heard that so much this week with the Patriots, but it really is, man. I think if the Patriots play in a little bit of a better division, then they're not the Patriots. But fucking come on, dude. When they're playing the Jets and the Bills and the Dolphins every year. And who else?
Three of the most incompetent franchises.
Am I leaving anybody out? Patriots, Jets, Dolphin, Bills.
No, that's it. That's four.
Yeah, like
they basically have two guaranteed wins.
The joke of the NFL every year, maybe, and I guess Miami is like strong at home against them, but it's like fucking they play in that the cupcake division, and then they, you know. Granted, they do play in the same rotation as every other NFL team, so they have their strong matchups and they win them, and it's no mistake that they are seeded the way that they're seeded, because you know you do play these teams twice a year that are fucking terrible. I don't know, dude. Yeah, these teams are terrible.
Look up the fucking Patriots record against their division if you can find that. For the last 10 years or whatever.
Actually, yeah, let's do New England Patriots. And we're gonna go to. Sorry, they usually have a bye season breakdown that I'm going to look at here. Yeah. Okay. So, 2000. Let's just look at 2018.
I know they lost one game to Miami because of that weird.
So they had the Texans this year, lost to the Jaguars, lost to the Lions, lost to the Titans, lost to the Dolphins, and lost to the Steelers.
So they lost one division game.
They lost one division game.
On a miracle play, by the way, as well.
But they, I mean, look at the teams that they beat this year. They beat the Colts, they beat the Chiefs, the Bears, all these
Packers.
Yeah, those are all playoff teams, except the Packers.
Yeah.
Vikings. Did the Vikings make the playoffs? No. Okay, so they beat three playoff teams in a row.
They lost to the Steelers.
And the Texans. They won against
the Steelers didn't make the playoffs, that's right. That's weird to say.
That is weird to say.
Yeah.
All right. So fair enough. I mean
See, I just want to see, like, over the past 10 years, how many times they've actually lost anybody worth a bit, like, in their division. Like, I think they've owned the Bills for so fucking long.
This is the 2017
season. The Dolphins
season.
Always seem to get them once.
They lost to the Chiefs, the Panthers, and the Dolphins, yeah. So they didn't have a lot of losses. And they beat the Saints, the Texans, the Bucks.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game.
The
it was
Falcons,
a weird game.
The Falcons, who they ended up... Did they play, was that last year, that whole Falcons game? Or
no, that was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, this is the Eagles.
Last year, the Eagles beat them.
Yeah, Chargers. But still, not a too terribly tough schedule.
No, it's not, because six-year games are against the fucking doormats. Like,
okay, here's the year they won against the Falcons. This was 2016. Who did they play that year?
They lost to the Bills. Holy shit.
Two losses to the Bills and the Seahawks.
So they lost, like, on average so far, they lost one division game a year.
Yes. Okay. So, well.
So they're already starting with five wins, basically.
Yeah. That's true. But still, I mean, I look at the people that they're beating. They beat the Texans, the Steelers.
No, they're a great team. We're not discounting their fucking dynastic run, but it's just that they have like a cushion because of their division. Mm-hmm. You're guaranteed to play some shit twice a year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, look at that. They beat the fucking Jets 41-3. Like,
Actually, this season might have been the biggest cakewalk. They had like Cardinals, Dolphins, Texans, Bills, Browns, Bengals, Steelers, Bills, Seahawks, Niners, Jets, Rams, Ravens, Broncos, Jets, Dolphins. Like that's where's the competition? The Steelers? Yeah, I guess. The Seahawks? You lost that one. It's like fucking A. Then you go it's just and then who'd they play in the postseason? The Texans and the Steelers. Yeah. Two teams they'd already beaten this year.
But they had their number basically.
Yeah,
for
the Falcons with the most historic comeback in all Super Bowl history. Did fucking we're not going to talk about the actual game until next week. I'm going to have Jonathan come on.
Nice.
Maybe we'll do a couple games next week, have kind of a Super Bowl special.
This time I won't bail like last year.
Did you bail last year?
Yeah,
what happened last year?
I got sick.
Oh, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, Nick had a dental thing. So.
Oh, was it just me? Or was
it
me and Jonathan?
Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You opened the show with, I fucking hate my friends.
No. It's fine. So it'll be Jonathan. Jonathan will come on next week, and then hopefully we'll get a full foursome where
that'd
it's
be
me,
fun.
You, Jonathan, Nick. Kind of
throwback.
Yeah, we'll throw back, and then we can have like a jovial atmosphere. Like play. We'll play a couple games. We'll talk about the Super Bowl. And that's kind of what I envision for next week.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. I just think undoubtedly the Patriots are good. Undoubtedly, but I'm just tired of it, dude. But if you're tired of it, then beat the Patriots. That's the thing. Nobody can beat the Patriots. So it's like what are they supposed to do? Not
well,
win?
People can beat the Patriots, but not before they get to the Super Bowl usually.
Yeah.
That's when you beat them, and that works for a lot of people because it's like, ha, you got all the way here and you lost, but like they still have how many rings? Five.
Five, and this is Tom Brady's ninth Super Bowl. This is Bill Belichick's.
He could have potentially six rings. And I'm not so sure the Rams are going to beat them. So.
No, neither am I. I mean, New England has a strong team, and the thing is like
they're really not though. Like, look at their roster; it's not that great. Like their defense is not scary. Like it there's. You know, those teams that won, like, those early Super Bowls, like Teddy Bruschi.
Right.
You know, Ronnie Harrison. They had some great defensive
players.
They just
get the most out
John
of the
Lynch.
Players. Yeah, John.
Sorry.
The great John Lynch.
Yeah. And they had some good offensive play. And they have good offensive play. They have the best quarterback of all time. And they've got Julian Edelman and, like, some good running backs. And all. I'm not saying the Patriots roster is bad or anything, but it's not, like, intimidating. Like, I look at the Rams roster and I'm like, Aaron Donald. Dante Fowler.
Fucking Aqib Talib.
Todd Gurley.
Ndamukong Suh.
Jared Goff. Marcus
Jared
Peters.
Jared Goff, yeah. They got the bigger names, but the Patriots, when have they ever had big names on their, like, besides Tom Brady?
And they lost that year.
Exactly, yeah. So
they lost the year that they probably had their best team ever.
Yeah, that's the undefeated season. That they should have gone on to fucking dominate, but they didn't.
The Giants just had their number, man. It's weird.
That was weird.
Yeah, they beat him twice.
You know, last year I was rooting. I was actually I'll root for the Patriots if I don't like the other NFC team because there's a part of me that loves to kind of see because we're never going to see a team like this again. I don't think in our lifetime. This is on the level of in the 60s when the Canadians were like everywhere.
I'd never say that. I wouldn't say that because I just think if you get the right combination of the greatest. Not the greatest.
Or this is like
a great quarterback and a great coach. You can probably have a dynasty. I don't think this is the last dynasty we're ever going to see in the NFL.
But like nine Super Bowl appearances?
Nine? I think it could happen again.
Or not even. I think
I mean, not maybe not. Yeah, you're right. Maybe not to the consistency that the Patriots have reached, like making it. So like even the years they lose, they still made the Super Bowl. Like,
right.
But,
I'm trying to think who else. Like.
At the very least, they make
Canadians,
the AFC Championship.
The Canadians
game.
In the '60s, right?
Yeah, the Oilers,
the Yankees in the '90s, like the early '90s.
The
right?
The Oilers in the '70s,
the '70s, '80s.
Yeah,
The Gretzky Bills, years. The Bills in the '90s, maybe. Like
the Islanders
had four.
Won four straight cups, I think, or something like that.
Yeah,
back when
the Bulls,
Bulls,
yeah. in the 90s Bulls, that's about the Lakers.
The Warriors have potential to be again this year.
The Warriors, forget about basketball. But basketball, that seems just like a foregone thing.
Yeah, like, everybody's a dynasty at some point.
Yeah.
The Spurs had their dynasty, the Lakers had their dynasty, the Bulls had their dynasty.
If you win, it ain't shit. You have to
Fucking Rockets won back-to-back championships. Like,
you have to fucking three-peat for it to matter.
Yeah, exactly.
If you one-off or two-off, it doesn't matter.
The Heat had a dynasty.
LeBron never three-peated. That's the thing. LeBron never did the three-peat. Which
dude still got four rings?
Are the Warriors on number two right now?
No, they're on three already. They've won, and they should have had four.
No, I'm saying, but like, in a row,
yeah, they're on two in a row.
Okay, so
they should be on four in a row, but they blew that 3-0 lead to the Cavaliers.
Cavaliers and LeBron.
Yeah.
I love LeBron.
Dude, can you imagine if like a team won like six straight? Dude, the Bulls probably could have won like 12 straight if they didn't play baseball. Yeah. And then hang out with Bugs Bunny.
If the Patriots didn't blow that lead to Atlanta, they would have.
Wait a minute, what?
Or I'm sorry.
If they could have beat fucking derpy Eli Manning, they could have had two more.
You're right, because this is the third straight year the Patriots have been in the Super Bowl.
They beat the Rams in their first Super Bowl.
Yep.
They beat the Panthers in their second Super Bowl.
Yep.
They were back to back, right or no? No, there was a year the Bucks won after the year after they beat the Rams.
Did do a back-to-backer though. Okay, you're right. So this is what it is. One against the Rams. Bucks beat the
Raiders. Who
beat the Patriots? Yeah. Patriots beat
the Panthers.
The Panthers. Jake Patriots Cologne. Beat the Eagles to repeat.
Right, that's right.
Then
we could just look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to Jake Delhomme and the Panthers. Jesus, that was a weird team.
That was a weird team.
And they were close to beating him, too. I think that, Anna Ventura had to kick a game winner in that game as well. God, that guy's fucking clutch.
I mean, I know they did. Okay, they did that. Then they beat the Seahawks, so that's another one.
Right. Another team that only won one Super Bowl that probably should have won more was the Seahawks.
Christ almighty. How, like. Now I'm forgetting. Okay, here we go. 2001
beat the Rams.
2003 beat the Panthers. 2004
Eagles.
2014 beat the
Seahawks.
Is it the Seahawks?
Yeah.
And 2016 beat the Falcons. Is that it?
Yeah.
No, they have another one.
Nope.
Wow. One, two.
So there is some. There was 10 years between Super Bowls. That doesn't seem right, but it is right.
Yeah, I guess
that's weird. They went 10 years.
They're just there a lot.
There's
the two Giants ones. There's the.
That's right. Yeah, the two Giants ones, and then they lost another one, and they lost to the Eagles.
Yeah. Here's the conference championships.
Yeah.
We'll just go from the Tom Brady era. 2001, 2003, 2004. So the 2001, they won. 2003, they won. 2004, they won. 2007 against the Giants. 2011 against
one of those years Brady got hurt, if I remember correctly, and Castle only got them to like the first round and they lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2011 against the Giants. So they won like the 7-11, they won again. And then 2014, that was against the, I don't know,
Seahawks.
They won that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lost 2016. No, they won 2016.
Oh, yeah.
No, they lost. That's right. They lost to the Broncos in the AFC Championship.
Fucking,
game.
We suck.
Yeah. If you go to the Bucks page, it's like 2002. And
we won one.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, we haven't even won. We only have one NFC championship too, because it was the only year we ever made it. And
we had two. We have two NFC championships.
No, we don't. We never made a Super Bowl.
I'm sorry. No. I'm saying we have. I think we have three NFC championship appearances.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Rams.
The Rams, the Eagles, and I believe the Rams again. Two against the Rams. I want to say we lost it like in the 70s. We lost to the Rams.
Oh, okay.
Championship. Yeah.
I was going to say, I
Brings me to the page of like an actual Buccaneer.
Did you mean Thaddeus J. Buccaneer? Most famous of all Buccaneers?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Why is it Bears card?
Division championships. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 division championships.
Yeah.
One conference championship. But I believe in 1979 we played for the divisional.
Shake that.
Yeah, one lost conference championships to the Rams.
9-0.
9-0. So the Rams have fucked us twice.
Pro Bowl or Leroy Selman.
Yeah. So I should not want to. I should not want the Rams to win, but I want the Rams to win. I don't have any issues with, even though it is L.A.
Yeah.
But what championship has L.A. won? They had the Kings.
The Dodgers can't get over the hump.
The Kings are like their most recent one.
Yeah, they had a sort of a dynasty.
Yeah,
they had
a little bit of a dynasty. Yeah. Well, let's move on from football.
To what?
Baseball. Malik Smith hates us.
Everybody fucking hates this guy.
Why do they do this, dude? I don't like you posted because
the fucking reporters in the other cities, they always provoke them.
They
it
do.
Seems like
they just want they
look
want
up the fucking Mariners attendance. I want to see how many more fans are gonna be in fucking Safeco Field. They're gonna be like top 10, and I'm gonna look like an idiot. That's about to happen.
2018 baseball attendance. This is 19. Sorry.
Oh, nobody. Nobody's gone to any MLB games.
So we're number one, guys. Yeah. Yeah, Seattle is like the
three spots ahead of us.
Yeah, in the bottom third.
Yeah. So what the fuck are you saying, Malik Smith? Who in Seattle is like, God, we're so much better than Tampa?
I get it on the surface because, you know, you do want fans there to cheer you on, I guess. Although when I was,
but it's not correct.
It's not correct.
It's not factually correct. Safeco Field is empty a lot.
It is.
Like if most you were, if fields. You were going, yeah, if you were going to like Boston or something like that, maybe I could see it. But like,
I was gonna say most places. Like,
wait a minute. This is an alphabetical order, Kyle.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. We just talked a bunch of shit. But they're Seattle's middle of the pack is what it is. So Seattle's among...
They're still not that great. It's empty a lot.
I was gonna say they're among the
middle of the pack.
Seattle is Toronto, Arizona, the Mets, the Phillies, the Rangers, the Twins.
You didn't go to fucking St. Louis,
yeah,
or New York.
But still,
or,
I mean, they're up there. So I mean, yeah, fine, whatever.
Hey, we're above Miami. Jesus, Miami didn't even hit a million.
Yeah, Toronto surprisingly is up there. We used to be like right around Toronto.
Dude, look at Miami though. They didn't even hit a fucking million this year. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Well, I guess because they did sell everybody off, but like, Jesus.
Look at Pittsburgh. Isn't Pittsburgh such a great sports town? Look at they're right there with us.
Yeah.
Baltimore, Oakland, Chicago, Cleveland. White Sox, Cincinnati, the Reds, big red machine. I mean, this is the thing. It's the top cities are the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cardinals, the Cubs, and the Giants, and the Angels. I mean, wow, the Angels, really, wow.
Yeah, they have a beautiful ballpark, and it's right next to the highway. So. Yeah.
I don't care. This whole attendance thing is, like, so stupid to me.
I'm just tired of every player that leaves here being, like, feeling this need to just turn around and shit on us.
Yeah, just say
on the
like,
way out.
You posted a meme. Just say nothing. Don't say anything.
Yeah, everybody knows, man.
Yeah, we all know.
We all know. We're not idiots. We don't think. We don't sit here every day and go, oh no, there's no problem. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Tropicana Field's a great place for baseball. Yeah. You know, viable, totally viable.
We get it.
Solution. Yeah, we know. There's nobody there, dude. We're working on it. We're fucking working on it. I don't know. I don't get what this is. Why do you have to take shots at us? Like, it just makes people that actually go to the games feel like shit because we've done enough. I feel like we've done enough to fucking be a part of this whole thing. What do you want, Nala? Are you happy that you're inside now? Do you want to talk? What are your thoughts on Tropicana Field? What? Who do you? Nala. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Who's going to win the Super Bowl, Nala? Yeah, I know. Stay tuned next week. I'll translate that for you. We can't talk about the Super Bowl right now. I don't get it, man. But you know what?
I've never gotten it.
I get it, and I don't, because I get that like Malik wants to play in front of an actual fan base. But now, this is what this means. I'm gonna have a few tickets to the Manners game this year. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna talk a bunch of shit to Malik Smith when he's in the outfield and be like, "What's up, Malik? Heard you were talking shit about our fan base. Heard you want to play in front of some fans. Well, here I am, baby. Here I am. Let's go. Let's talk some shit." She didn't react.
She usually barks.
I guess she's over it.
Speak. Do you know speak? Speak. Huff.
Huff.
Huff. Huff. Nope. Not interested.
Not interested.
It's your time to shine.
Well, maybe if we talk about the
make it in this town.
If we talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame nominations, maybe we can. Some sport.
Oh, know. Yeah. It was an interesting year, wasn't it?
It was an interesting year. Mariano Rivera becomes the first ever player to unanimously selected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, which a lot of Yankee fans are fucking ecstatic about that.
Just another thing for them to be happy about.
Greatest closer of all time, they say. But
very
you know,
star, very star franchise, those guys.
You know, I know. Yeah, I know. They finally
saw a tweet
win.
Today that was like, the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. And I was like, oh, fucking boo-hoo.
They finally won one, man. The Yankees finally got somebody in there that was worth
Immediately somebody tweeted like, let's not try to make the Yankees the scrappy underdogs, okay?
Well, you know what's great is about Mariano getting into the Hall of Fame is that every non-Yankee fan has a great memory of a blown save from Mariano Rivera. Like when you fucking got him that one time when you got him. And the Rays have that as well. I remember getting the Papelbon, but I always remember the Rivera's last game was a game where we just fucking dominated the Yankees and we beat him and like he gave up a couple of runs and they had to take him out and I was like, "Heh." Yeah. Why don't you go get him, Derek Jeter? Go get your boy.
Go get your boy.
What else? There's a couple of blown saves that he's done. Nothing.
I think Pena hit a grand slam off of him, didn't he?
He may have. I mean, we never had any like big face offs against the Yankees in the playoffs.
Which kind of disappoints me.
Yeah, it's always been Boston.
That would have been fun.
It's because the Yankees have been irrelevant the last few years. You hear that? They've been nothing.
As we haven't made the playoffs in a cook for 3 or 4 years, but
yeah, they won the goddamn World Series in 2009. So who are we? Who are we? At least they beat the Phillies.
Yep.
But pitchers and catchers are reporting in a matter of weeks.
Nice.
That'll be fun.
Gonna get this train rolling.
Yeah, dude. I'm getting the itch for baseball again. I'm gonna be perfectly honest. Like
I'm kind of ready for that stretch of summer where there's really nothing but baseball.
Yeah, there's nothing but baseball.
I mean, obviously I want the Lightning to take this shit all the way, but.
Well, yeah, you know,
I'm kind of enjoying this bye week because my stress levels are down right now.
after the Stanley Cup final happens. It just becomes the dog day of summer.
We can have a parade that ends in Tropicana Field.
Yeah, but you know, you go pay $17 to go sit at a Rays game and go hang out at Park and Rec. I'm pumped, dude. Love it.
Did you get your 20 game package?
Not yet. I'm waiting for my buddy Dave to give me a call. But yeah, that'll be coming next. I gotta get buy the games, and then actually this year what I'm doing is, you know, you buy every it's like every 2 years, so I'm buying for this year and then next year. So
okay,
you pay one big fee this year. I think it's like what, $500-$600.
That's not bad.
But it's for 2 years.
Yeah, so it's not bad at all.
20 games, it's whatever. Getting the itch. Getting the itch again.
Feel the heat.
The Rays might be
feeling the heat.
Feeling the heat. Rays.
Yeah.
Where's Bryce Harper gonna go?
I don't know, man. Some people are saying the Cubs.
Yeah. Cubs. Man Machado. Rays.
Dude, apparently Yankees have like struck out on big free agents, which is weird.
Yeah, and also the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Cubs failed to make Baseball America's top 100 prospect list.
Yeah, because all their guys have either graduated or...
Yeah.
Like the Red Sox, all their best prospects are on the team, or they just... I mean, they also built their team through free agency a lot, so...
The Rays are tied with another team for the most, so...
Future's bright, man.
Future is bright, and that's... That's a big reason why you don't see these young or these high dollar free agents going anywhere, because it's like, look, we can find value somewhere else besides this massive contract. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like we're one hitter away from a World Series, yeah. And even if we were, do we really want to tie all this money up in this one dude?
That's why it makes no sense to me why the fucking White Sox are trying to get both. They're not, they must feel like they're close, but I think a lot of people would tell you they're not.
I mean, did you see Evan Longoria's quote the other day?
Mm-mm.
He said every day they come out with a new metric to devalue players.
Oh, well, I mean, of course he's going to say that.
I know. he's an old man.
Yeah.
That's like being devalued.
He also took less.
Right, and he's also shitting the fucking bed for the Giants, and it's now looking like a pretty solid trade for us. Like, it's, you know, do you want to be stuck with that contract?
Well, I think everybody could see he was in a decline.
Yeah.
Like, he had a power surge a couple of years ago when everybody had a power surge on the team, it seemed like.
But suddenly we have, what's his fuck? Not Austin Meadows, but...
Christian Arroyo.
Yeah, Christian Arroyo. And then he got Evan Longoria. And it's like, now, like, see, that's why the Rays don't get away with the shit that they used to get. They used to.
Bless you.
Get away with, because there's such a paramount put on young, up-and-coming players that it's like.
Bless you.
Oh, Jesus. This is one of those things I'm going to be listening to later and be like, fucking Kyle, go get a napkin or something. Anyways, younger, up and coming players, not as good.
Yep.
Hockey. All-star game.
Not a lot going on. Bye week.
Do you remember that show where we looked at like, what's the bye week for everybody? And we're like, oh, we got a good bye week. Oh no, everybody has that bye week.
I mean, apparently the Lightning are gonna have a pretty challenging second half, so we're gonna learn a lot. But
are we, or are we just going to kind of like...
We're probably just going to coast to a playoff spot. Yeah.
Which I kind of hope.
It's fine. Yeah.
I want to win a President's Cup. Yeah. Okay, I want the Stanley Cup. Tired of this bullshit.
My favorite president was George Washington. Who is yours?
Ryan Callahan. That's my favorite president.
Fuck you.
Hopefully he's good come playoff time. Oh, my favorite president? I'd have to say... favorite president. Nixon's up there. He created the EPA. Like FDR. I like a new deal.
I like Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy. You know.
We can go to the moon and do those other things.
Kennedy kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Wow. Choice of words there, Kyle.
You know, he had a shot at being like one of the greatest presidents. I mean... The things he was doing.
Go Cowboys.
Kind of, yeah, go Cowboys.
He got killed on my birthday.
Lee Harvey Oswald didn't act on Roe, really?
Yeah, 22nd of November.
Happy birthday.
I mean, I wasn't born yet. It was like 20 years before I was born, but.
Yeah, your father was just like, you just remember. Great man died on this day.
Glad they didn't name me John.
You know, it's kind of funny that there's these big bookmarks for certain generations, and I don't think that we've hit that yet for the current generation.
Really?
That's growing up. Yeah.
9/11.
9/11 was ours. That was our thing. Or I don't know, but like that was.
There's oh, you're talking about the kids that were born like after 2001.
Exactly. The kids right now that don't even remember 9/11.
Dude, there's
like
been so many horrific
that's
tragedies.
The things they learn about
the
history
problem.
Books. Maybe I just, we're waiting
think,
on one.
I think it's because there's been so many terrible things happen.
It's this pass interference call. That's what it is. It's going to be post pass interference call.
It's going to be in the history books.
Yeah, that's what the kids are going to talk about now. Like pre and post pass interference.
It's
going to
be a moment
Saints.
Of silence every fucking.
Yeah, movies are going to change. You know, just media in general. Like when can Conan come back after this pass interference call? That's what I want to know. When can we laugh again, Rudy Giuliani?
I listened to the Howard Stern episode that was going on that day.
Oh
the other
yeah,
day. It's creepy.
Oh, I should listen to that.
Yeah,
I'm super into that because it happened.
It's funny because they went straight in from the usual Howard Stern talk to like, hey. A couple planes just crashed into the fucking world.
So America is under attack.
Yeah,
Robin, what do you think? Let's get a couple of whores in the studio. See what they think.
Did you see Artie's nose?
Howard, really, really tragic. Really tragic. Yeah, yeah, it's really tragic. When are you taking your top off?
Yeah. It's you see Artie's nose collapsed?
Artie Lang?
Yeah.
Oh. Ow.
Like the fucking, just from all
did
the
he have like a bunch of work done or something?
No, it collapsed.
Oh, from the coke.
Yeah.
Okay.
it fucking destroyed his septum.
Yeah, coke will do that to you. If you do a little too much. Are we missing something here? I feel like we're missing something here.
Are we?
We talked about... What moment in Tampa sports would you sue over? That's what I want to know.
Cliff Lee being traded to the Rangers.
You can only pick one.
Cliff Lee being traded to the Rangers. No, I don't really know.
Wow.
Yeah. It's hard, man. Not because there's a lot of them, but there's not really any I can think of where we're like, yeah, we got fucked. Like, that really stand out besides, like, the catch against the Rams, but. Or the catch that wasn't a catch.
Yeah, the Bert Emanuel catch.
I mean, the Drew and offsides thing, yeah, but who knows if we even go on to win that game. Like, the Pens were the better team that whole series. We were lucky to be up 3-2 in that series.
I gotta think about it. If I could sue for any one call.
I mean, the Zobrist one, but that didn't... It was a regular season game
regular
against
season
the Rangers,
game, yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't count for shit. I would have to say the Bert Emanuel.
I mean, I guess, but, like, wasn't that, like, it would have made it, like, fourth down and manageable instead of... Or what was it?
We would have got a first down.
Okay. That was the whole thing?
Yeah, that was it. It wouldn't have meant anything else. I don't even know if we would have been in field goal. I think we even needed more than a field goal then. So
and we couldn't score for shit that day. So
yeah. Well, fuck.
I just feel like every time we've lost, we kind of deserve to lose. Like it wasn't.
I had more notes.
I mean, I guess I could sue the New York Rangers for hurting Tyler Johnson's wrist before we got to the final.
I could sue Eli Manning for being Eli Manning in 2008, where he won the Super Bowl.
They beat us on the way to the Super Bowl.
Beat us on the way to the Super Bowl. You know, could we have beaten the other teams? Probably not.
Oh, let's sue Peyton Manning for that Monday Night Football game.
Yeah, yeah, for leaping.
Yeah,
the call at the end leaping. Simeon Rice, Mike Vanderjack missed the call, but Simeon Rice got called for leaping, so they had to
miss the kick.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They had to fucking do it all over again. That's what ruined our entire fucking Super Bowl team. Stupid ass Ed Hockley or whoever was calling that
game. Yeah, that kind of went all downhill after that, didn't it?
Yep. Oh yeah, that was a nail in the coffin. We had one more amazing. I think we had another win after that, but then we played Carolina at home, and we went down, and Brad Johnson threw an amazing pass to Keenan McCardell to seemingly tie the game, right? And we lined up for the field goal, and they blocked it and ran it back right in front of me because I was at that game.
Right in front of myself.
Right in fucking front of me. I remember going crazy when McCardell
caught it.
And
that was back, like, real emotional Kyle days, I'm thinking.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was, like, 2004, so I was, like, what, 15 years old, maybe?
And, oh, boy.
And watching in the fucking south end zone.
Pete Kyle's going to fight somebody.
Yeah. You son of a bitch. All you had to do was make a field goal. Blocked a stupid field goal. We were
What's
win
a moment
it.
That you wish you could relive?
Probably the Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
I don't think I took. I was pretty young. I was 13, maybe. So I mean, I had followed the Bucks the whole year, and I was like super pumped about it.
Yeah, just pump Game 7 into my veins. Really, that's all.
Game 7.
Ruslan Fedotenko goals.
Yeah, yeah. I was a little older for that. I mean, I watched that beginning again, but I had not watched the Lightning.
I watched that. There's still that highlight video on YouTube with Gary Thorne on the call and stuff like that. That's just like all the big moments from that game, and I still watch that at least once a month because it always gives me chills.
Maybe I should check that out.
Ruslan Fedotenko.
Maybe I like that one. That's about it. We only have two championship wins.
I guess beating Boston in the ALCS, but like that really amounted to nothing. Like, yeah,
that was a bunch of bullshit.
They went on to win some more World Series, and we
did
hung
nothing.
Some more wild card banners.
Aki Iwamura, he was
stepping on second.
He was pretty happy about it.
Oh yeah, we were ecstatic about it at the time. I thought for sure they were going to win the World Series that year.
Yeah.
Because I had never seen a Tampa team make a run and not finish it.
Yeah.
At that point.
Ugh. Damn it. Now I'm sad.
Let's sue the Phillies for raining.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was Nick's pick, was sue the Phillies, where I might be working for soon. Filled out an application for him.
Did you?
Yeah. It's got to go up to Philadelphia. We'll see.
You're going to move?
No.
Oh.
Kidding me? I work for the Threshers, not the actual Phillies.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the minor league team. I'll see their Malik Smiths out there fucking talking shit about their fans not showing up. I'm salty.
Yeah, you're drinking salty tonight.
Yeah, I'm drinking. Well,
you got some salt in the air tonight. You're not your usual jolly self.
Well, apparently I forgot to pay my Netflix bill. That's the other thing too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's got that text. I fucked up. I fucked up tonight. What can I say?
You want to get out of here? You seem like you want to get out of here.
How does it go? Put those hands on the table, or I will shoot you down.
Lay your hands flat.
There's been a lot of lies told at this table here tonight.
With that, you can't believe.
You can believe. Stu Sterberg walking into his city council meeting.
I thought you were about to smash your glass with your hands.
It is kind of the same glass.
Yeah.
$1,200 is the price for a new stadium.
That land in Newport.
Yeah. That's when, you know, Mayor Bob Buckhorn comes in, you know, underselling the land.
May I take my hands off the tabletop to reach the taxpayer dollars?
One, two, three. That's $12,000 or $12 million. Oh, well, there you go.
That's 12.
Even though it'd be 50.
That's Tommy Pham.
$50 million. Tommy Pham's going to be at FamFest, by the way.
FamFest?
FamFest. So
Tommy Pham's going to have his own fest. That's FanFest in the parking lot.
FanFest is free, right?
Yeah.
And it's on like a Saturday, right?
I don't know.
Maybe I live right here.
You should go.
I should just get fucking plastered on fucking grain alcohol.
Kicked out so fast, man.
Tommy! You talking shit, Tommy?
He's going to have some balls to show his face.
Yeah, well, let's go. Let's go, Tommy.
I mean, I don't know if anybody's actually going to do anything, but like someone's going to say something, I'm sure.
How tall is he? He's 6'1". I got him. 6'1", how many pounds?
No, you don't. He's 6'1". A fucking tank, man.
He's a fuck. Fuck him.
You don't have him.
I got him.
No, you don't. Look at that motherfucker.
How old is he? He's 30. I'm older than him.
Is that how this works?
Yeah. Listen, son. You can't, don't be talking shit about my stadium there, okay? I got two years of knowledge on you, Mr. March 8th, 2000, or 1988. I was born in 87, motherfucker. I know a thing or two about a thing or two. I got a year on you. I got one more trip around the sun than you do,
yeah, but
Tommy.
But he made it to the majors.
What are the majors, dude? I'm gonna have a good job after he fucking burns out.
I thought you were gonna say you're gonna have a long baseball career.
No.
Starting
listen, at eight. I got a head start on this guy.
Starting now.
You can hit a ball great now, but when you're selling fucking cars in St. Louis, then call me.
Tommy Pham Automotive.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about you, Tom.
Tommy Pham Belt.
I'm coming for you. Listen here, Tommy Pham. I'm coming for you here at FanFest, and you're going off the top rope. I'm challenging you to a ladders, tables, and chair match, and it's Hell in the Cell, baby! We're going Hell in the Cell!
Don't pass out, Kyle, please.
Right? Is he gonna... Would he accept that?
What?
Would he accept that? Somebody get that. Get that audio to him. Somebody. Tommy Pham, me, Hell in the Cell, at FanFest this year.
Who's the guy from SmackDown, the black manager?
That
would be like, you going one-on-one with the Undertaker tonight, dog.
There was a black manager in the
SmackDown. WWE. Yeah.
On SmackDown?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking like Ted DiBiase or something.
I'll find him.
Fucking Paul Heyman.
Paul.
Okay, come on. Open challenge. Tommy Pham, Hell in the Cell at Rays Fan Fest.
He ain't taking it, man.
Well, then, I don't...
Teddy Long.
I don't tell you, Tommy Pham. I don't tell you.
Teddy Long was his name.
For love of the game. Throw me off the top of the cell. Through the announcer table.
Dave and Andy Freed on the commentary.
Fuck off!
By God, Andy.
Yeah, by God, Andy. And mowed my lawn last
swing
week.
Swing and a miss with the chair.
No, seriously, if I did go down there.
It'd definitely be Dwayne Stats and Brian Anderson if we're doing wrestling, though.
Well, here's Kyle on the top of the cell. And
just mostly for Brian Anderson.
He's going to throw him high and deep from the cell. That at one point that was an actual thing that used to happen. They would have wrestling matches at Tropicana Field.
Yeah, actually.
So
history
somewhere in that stadium. There's got to be like a couple. There's got to be a ring somewhere in there. Right?
I'm sure, there's some steel chairs.
They can scrap up something.
Yeah.
You know, get fucking Austin out there. 316, do the fucking, you know. I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, well, there's no good one. Except for this one.
Video that actually played on the Jumbotron.
And that's when Evan Longoria comes out. Puts a stutter on me. Anyways, okay, I'm sorry. We should have got out of here like a long time ago. But I had to cut a promo on Tommy.
It's going to be a long episode plus the after show. It's like an hour 45.
Yeah, stay tuned for the after show. We're going to talk about
I can't remember. It feels like forever ago now.
Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man.
No, we talked about the Oscars.
Yeah, Spider-Man and the Oscars. Spoiler alert, I don't think that a certain movie should have gotten consideration.
How dare you say that about Castaway?
Yeah. Well, fuck you. All right. Hopefully next week will be
a Super Bowl extravaganza.
Super Bowl extravaganza. There'll be games. There'll be drinking. There'll be Super Bowl predictions, and there'll be some hot takes. How about that?
Works for me.
All right.
See you there.
Yeah. Go Metropolitan Division. Right. What division are we in?
Atlantic.
Go Atlantic.
All right. You need to hit pause, buddy.
All right, I will hit pause.
Because you're about to fall out of that chair.
That's been More of the Bay. I have been Kyle.
I'm Anthony.
And we'll see you for the Super Bowl.
Bye.
And the after show.
Yeah.
In Stone Cold.
Weird back in time sober Weird. Kyle.
Yeah. I'm about to get a lot more sober, guys. Bye. After show topics.
All right, Kyle.
What?
I'm going to set up a scene for you here.
Okay.
You wake up tomorrow.
Yep.
And you are literally Spider-Man.
Okay.
Do you move to New York or not?
You'd have to, right?
Because New York or Chicago or something like that.
Yeah, you got to go concrete jungle. I don't think his...
Spider-Man and St. Pete wouldn't work out though.
Which is what I'm really glad that Homecoming finally addressed that whole thing of if he's in a residential area, there's really nothing for him to web-sling off of. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I guess downtown St. Pete's getting there.
You got like three, you got like four buildings. crime has dropped by like 100% in this localized area of high rises.
Yes. Where nothing ever happens anyway because it's so fucking rich now. And, yeah.
If I wake up tomorrow with just the powers of Spider-Man.
New York or Chicago?
Yeah, New York,
you'd probably
Chicago.
Get away with it in Chicago. LA. It'd be kind of weird because everybody would be like, why isn't he in New York?
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, hold on. Don't we have Batman or something? Yeah. Are we supposed to have Which, by the way, when I was in Chicago, I was thinking the entire time, how safe is a city where this was the stand-in for Gotham City, the most notoriously crime-ridden city in all of comics.
How do you think they fucking pitched that to the people of Chicago when they were like, we want to film our movie with our horrible rundown?
So Gotham,
city.
Right? It's this shithole. These fucking rogues gallery of evil. They all hang out there.
Kind of like here.
Yeah, kind of like here. You know, you got your fucking Wabash Street and shit. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, Chirac, right? The president says that. It's, sure. I think I would unmask immediately.
To everybody?
To everyone. I'm Spider-Man! Yeah. Make movies about me. Actually, oh man, just Spider-Man. That's all you're just Spider-Man. Because really, what are you left with if you're in like a rural setting? Then
you have to move.
Super strength and Spidey sense. That's really all you have. Well, you got the webs, but
do we do the weird Tobey Maguire wrist webs?
I was gonna say I never liked that. Yeah,
I'm not smart enough to make web shooters.
Yeah, but no, it's because if you're Spider-Man, then you're I guess that would come with being Spider-Man, is knowing how to do the web stuff. I never really liked the whole the web comes out of his thing.
It's weird.
It is weird.
It's weird. How do you have to wear long sleeve shirts all the time?
Yeah. But you know, that's never been a problem in the MCU because
I guess it wouldn't be that noticeable. It almost looked like a tattoo or something like that.
What the?
Because it was just like a little slit.
It's like it wasn't a little slit. It was like this weird white kind of fucking jizzy thing on his wrist. You're like, okay. Tobey Maguire is apparently kind of a shithead.
Did you see that clip with the press?
No.
Where like they're blocking his view of traffic when he's trying to pull out. And someone captured it like, this is the plot for Spider-Man 4 because he's just like cussing at the fucking press or whatever.
There's a movie it's called Molly's Game. And it's about this underground poker game that was run in LA that was attended by several high profile people like Alex Rodriguez would go, and Leonardo DiCaprio would play Ben Affleck. All these like very.
So Tobey Maguire immediately looks out of place with this fucking.
Well, so Tobey Maguire was there, and I haven't watched the movie, but from what I hear, was just a complete shithead. Like as far as like harassing her, like being mean and awful to her. He's played like
I could see it
in the movie. It's played by I think. Topher Grace maybe or maybe Michael Cera, I don't know, one of those guys in the movie plays an amalgamation of DiCaprio, Affleck, and Maguire, but mostly based on Tobey Maguire, which I can't see it. Like I see Spider-Man Sirehouse Rules, like, hey guys, I'm Tobey Maguire.
No, but dude, I think the first movie he came out with after the Spider-Man trilogy was that Brothers movie where like he's the soldier that comes back from war and his brother is fucking his wife or whatever.
What?
You don't remember that movie?
Are you kidding?
It's super dark. Like,
oh God.
Like
I thought you meant Four Brothers with Andre 3000
spoilers,
and Mark Wahlberg.
Spoilers, but like at the end it comes to the point where like he's trying to get himself killed by the cops out front in the fucking yard, and it's like immediately like right after the Spider-Man trilogy we jump into this with Tobey Maguire.
Isn't that with Jessica Biel and 50 Cent?
No.
No?
No, it's Jake Gyllenhaal I think and stuff like that. Look it up. You might have seen it, and it's kind of a forgettable movie outside of like a few scenes. It's super dark though.
Brothers.
I don't know if it was actually called Brothers.
I guess we should look up Tobey Maguire's filmography.
Yeah.
By the way, oh my God, this is just reminding. Dude, Black Panther does not deserve to be nominated for a fucking Oscar. Really. I'm sorry, yeah, it's not even for a superhero movie. It wasn't that good. Where's this filmography? Here it is. Brothers, yeah, there it is. Yeah, Captain Sam Cahill. What did I get in Rotten Tomatoes? 64%, so it was kind of shitty. Nominated for nothing. Or nominated for a few things, but won nothing.
They think he's dead, and then so his brother starts fucking his wife. And
oh,
then he comes
God.
Back. It's kind of like the reverse of Castaway.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, fair enough. Castaway, solid movie.
Yeah, it was a shell shock for a lot of people because it was like, oh, there's Peter. Oh, Peter Parker.
Peter Parker's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Tobey Maguire. Wow, that's an all-star cast.
Yeah.
Especially back in 2004. Or 2009. Oh. Looks like a shitty movie. Oh, wait. So Tobey Maguire's the one that dies, right?
No. Well, they think he dies. They think he dies, and then he gets
Jake
captured
Gyllenhaal.
By whatever enemy they had in the film,
Taliban.
And they make him kill his friend to live. Like, they make him kill his fellow soldier or whatever.
Okay.
So it like fucks him up. So he comes back home and then he finds his brother sleeping with his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
that right there.
Terrible.
I was going to say that sounds like a fucking awful movie.
It's horrible to sit through.
Yeah.
Like,
who wants to watch that?
Like, yeah. And then it ends with him trying to get himself killed by the cops and stuff like that. And it's just fucking terrible.
Jim Sheridan. What else did this fucking guy direct? Directed My Left Foot. Oh my God. That's holy shit. Well, I mean,
down the rabbit hole we go.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's making his name off the boxer.
Get Rich or Die Trying, Jesus.
Yeah. See, he's trying to make. Oh yeah. See, yeah. Fucking 50 Cent. I knew he was connected to the somehow.
Wait a minute. Some weird way you were right.
he's making his money off Daniel Day-Lewis, that one movie. A lot of fucking directors will do that. They make like one good movie off a good script or something like that.
With a great actor.
Yeah, too. Great actors. Yeah. And then suddenly like...
I just rewatched There Will Be Blood the other day.
I've never seen it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
From beginning to end.
I can't believe we've never seen that.
That's not that I think it's bad. I just, there's movies I haven't seen, like The Godfather. Oh, I haven't seen The Godfather. Oh.
I've only seen bits and pieces. It's so long.
Us kids, we don't know, but we don't know from Godfathers.
I know The Sopranos were my mafia family.
I remember there was one time where it's called Trivial Warfare as a podcast that's like pretty popular, and Jonathan and I did it once, promoting like Doppel Avenue or something like that. and we were going against these movie critics who were like Emmy Award winning movie critics.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. And it was movie trivia. So it was me and Jonathan versus Emmy Award winning movie reviewers. And it's like, of course we fucking crashed and burned.
Yeah.
But when they found out I never saw The Godfather, they're like, oh my God, what is this? I never saw The Godfather. So check it out, Trivial Warfare. I don't know what episode it is, but it's me and Jonathan.
Do you miss doing the voice acting?
Oh my God, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got some ideas for a fictional podcast that I don't want to say over. I spoke with Jonathan about it the other day, but I think it's very doable because it's very simple editing, but of course I wouldn't even have a part in it. Because it'd be a female lead.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, but I got to find the right female. That's the thing. Got to find the right person. Midwestern accent. That's what I need. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Make some biscuits.
Oh yeah.
Master of accents. That's me. I don't know. I when I saw that Black Panther got nominated for Best Picture, and that I immediately couldn't comment
Wait
on it without being
I didn't
racist.
Know it got nominated for that. I thought
for
it was just for like a soundtrack
best
or something like that.
Picture.
Oh boy.
Best Picture.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
The best movie of 2000. Jordan, like a fucking.
All the come other on. Good movies that came out.
Yeah.
You know what's a fucking.
It won't win, but. Just
no,
the fact that it got out,
not.
Yeah.
And but this is the thing; it's just not a good movie. It's
a good movie, but it's not that. Greatness. Like
right, it's an okay. It's like an okay superhero.
Now I will
movie.
Say this: a lot of the times, Oscar's Best Pictures winners, I've never seen any of them. Like, it's so at least they're finally going towards like more popular movies. But
I guess. But look at the fucking Best Picture list for 2000. I think what is it? 2015. Yeah, 2014, Birdman, American Sniper, Boyhood, Grand Budapest Hotel, Imitation Game, Selma, Theory of Everything, and Whiplash. All of those are fucking great movies.
Whiplash
like,
is amazing.
All of them. Yeah. 2015, Spotlight, Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, all of those. Amazing fucking movies, hands down. Like that
right,
was.
I was wrong. I've seen a lot of these movies.
Holy shit, these movies were so good. 16, Moonlight, Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea. Again, great fucking movies. But like 2017,
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah.
Call Me by Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread.
The Post and Three Billboards. Yeah. I've seen
2018.
But 2018 is Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice. So
I didn't think Bohemian Rhapsody was that great.
I didn't, dude. I didn't even see it. It doesn't even look that good. I have no desire to see it.
The first scene, the Live Aid recreation is great, that's because it's literally just recreating one of the best live performances ever.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear down to like where the soda can was placed on the fucking piano.
Yeah,
they
nailed it. Yeah. And even the musical performances are great, but that's because it's fucking Queen.
Well,
like, it's not that hard. Like,
this is the thing.
The
I hate
shit in between is not that great.
About
man.
What are they, I forget what do they call these? They call them like the
biopics.
The biopics about bands. But like, it's always, and I guess like, there's only so much you can tell in these movies. But like, they always walk in where it's like they're writing a song. And it's like, oh, I don't know how this is going. Maybe it should go like, we will rock you. Like, right at that part. What the fuck? Like, it's like they're always nailing it when you're walking in. Like, when you're walking into a scene, they fucking got the song. Like straight out of Compton where they show Dr. Dre coming up with the beat for Still D.R.E.
They literally did that.
Yeah, they literally did that. Where
No. In Bohemian Rhapsody, like, they show Brian May going like.
Oh yeah, so it's like fuck off. That's not how it happened. It was a bunch of coke, and like you kind of thought that maybe something. You fucked around for a while. You didn't just sit in a room and come up with "We Will Rock You" by slapping your hands and fucking knees.
And then Freddie's like, "What's the lyric?"
Yeah, go fuck off.
It cuts to them performing live. And
so Bohemian Rhapsody, no. Black Panther. It's an okay Marvel movie, right? It's like,
yeah.
I have no qualms, no issues with it, but it's not best picture material for fuck's sakes. Black Klansman, I didn't see. The Favorite I didn't see. Green Book I didn't see. Roma I didn't see. A Star Is Born I heard that's good, but it's like,
it's the Lady Gaga biopic.
Yeah, that's like that movie's been remade 3 fucking times. It's like it's like this is the third remake of the fucking movie. This is like, it was A Star Is Born like seems like one of those choices where it's it was like, well, of course it's going to be nominated for Best Picture and Best Actress. It's like, yeah, it's like, it's kind of like the obvious choice for something. Yeah. But it's they're not doing anything original here. It's just it's the third remake of A Star Is Born. It's A Star Is Born Part 3 with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Now you see me.
And then Vice, which I thought seems like a good movie on paper.
I didn't see it.
And it got bad reviews. I think it got.
What's the most undeserving Best Picture winner ever?
Oh, good question. We have to go through the whole thing.
Yeah.
65% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is not good.
No, it's 1% better than Brothers.
Yeah, you know, I think Phone Booth has a better rating than this. I'm pretty sure
that movie's fucking terrible.
I know.
Dude.
It's
the whole concept with that was the guy was like a liar, right? It was almost like Speed in a Phone Booth or something like that.
That's literally how it's like.
Yeah.
Speed in a Phone Booth. 12 Years in Argo, The Artist, King's Speech.
I did not like King's Speech.
Never saw it.
I did. It was really slow.
Slumdog Millionaire was good. No Country for Old Men.
Right.
Actually, you know what was one of the most controversial ones is this one, Forrest Gump. Because you had Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, The Shawshank Redemption.
The fuck does Forrest Gump win that?
<I know>. Four Weddings and a Funeral, but it's, yeah. Or the English Patient won over
Titanic. Goodwill Hunting could have won that.
Yeah, Titanic won over LA Confidential and Goodwill Hunting.
Bullshit.
Yeah. This kind of bullshit. And then Shakespeare in Love won over Saving Private Ryan. Shakespeare in Love. How many classic Shakespeare in Love scenes are we recounting
anything about
time?
It?
how many of you out there remember when fucking the guy got stabbed in the throat at the end of Saving Private Ryan? I think all of you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Scene's awful.
American Beauty, I agree with. I like that movie. 1999, American Beauty.
Gladiator won over what?
Gladiator's
It was a bad year that year, it looks like, too.
Oh, dude, I fucking love Gladiator.
Gladiator's amazing.
God, yeah. It's such a great movie.
Beautiful Mind. Yeah.
That's when Russell Crowe was killing it, man.
Chicago, yeah.
Chicago.
Gangs in New York is overrated as shit.
See, this is where you get into post-9/11 territory, because this is when, arts and entertainment just take a nosedive, because everything becomes, everything just became kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Post-9/11, I don't know. It's
Gangs of New York is fucking overrated as shit. I don't care what anybody says about that damn movie. The only good part is fucking Daniel Day-Lewis, and he's not in it that much.
See, so, I think these two, 2002, 2003, in this post-9/11 world, when you have
Lord of the Rings, and
Lord of the Rings 2 getting nominated and winning on the second one, that's Return of the King is a good movie.
Million Dollar Baby one? I forgot that. Yeah, that's right. That movie takes such a weird turn.
It's a great movie, though.
It is a great movie. See, Aviator was fucking okay.
This is the thing. I can look at Chicago, Million Dollar Baby, and be like, great fucking movies, standalone movies. Return of the King. I can't just flick on Return of the King and be like, what the fuck's going on here? This one Best Picture. If 10 years from now, 20, 25 years from then, they're going to flick on Return of the King. And what is
Brokeback Mountain should have won that year. That movie's fucking amazing.
I never saw it, but yeah.
Really? It got parodied to death that whole goddamn year.
Plus, it's what are you, a fag? Yeah, you like Brokeback Mountain? But yeah, I hear it's a great movie. And Mystic River is a fucking great movie.
I never saw it.
Holy shit.
What's it about?
Great movie. There's a killing that happens. What is it? It's
an amazing movie that I can't remember.
Well, no, Sean Penn is in it, you gotta watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
I'll come back next week with a report.
But The Departed,
yeah,
great movie.
Yeah,
that was a shitty year. Departed, Babel,
The Queen,
Little Miss Sunshine was a good one.
Oh, I love Little Miss Sunshine. No yep. Country for Old Men, yeah.
Wow, Michael Clayton wasn't nominated until...
Oh, well, There Will Be Blood. Man, that was a fucking tough choice. Jesus.
Yeah. They were filming like around the same time. You remember hearing about all that?
Oh, yeah. They were like in the background of each other's shots on accident one time.
And Milk. I thought Milk was a great movie.
I think just Slumdog Millionaire just took the whole fucking country by storm. Everybody was talking
was cool.
about that movie.
I mean,
yeah,
it was. I mean,
The Hurt Locker is fucking great. Jesus, yeah. How many fucking movies did they nominate in 2008? Avatar, get the fuck off my fucking property. Jesus Christ, that movie was awful.
Dude, this is a great, 2009 had. Outside of Avatar, it had Hurt Locker, The Blind Side, District 9, An Education, and Glorious Bastards.
Up,
A Serious Man, and Up in the Air.
Tears me up. Yeah.
Dude, Up in the Air. Have you seen Up in the Air?
Yeah, I've seen parts
that's
of it.
That's a great. That's another good one. It's just, it's about, it's like a, it's, anyways.
There are
I'm doing a shitty job of explaining movies. 2010, The King's Speech.
Toy Story 3, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Toy Story 3 did a thing where.
Pixar had two straight years with an Oscar nomination for Best Picture. Yeah.
They did, like, Toy Story 3 went on this campaign that, like, won some kind of award, like, whatever fucking ad award you can win. But they did these, like, Not Since, The Godfather, and they did with, like, but they, like, recreated a scene from The Godfather with Toy Story. And it was, like, it was pretty cool.
And now they're going to ruin it with Toy Story 4 anyway.
Yeah, I know. Have you ever seen the Social Network is like one of my favorites too.
Yeah, that scene with when Andrew Garfield finds out that like they're kicking him out of the company and stuff like that. Yeah.
Or with the scene where Justin Timberlake like pitches
with my hoodie and my fuck you flip-flops. Yeah, you pretentious douchebag.
God, that movie's I don't even care that
and then it's all topped off with Aaron Hansen's text message Shane to Dan about that movie.
Yeah. dude, the fucking Facebook movie. I've never seen The Artist.
Who the fuck invented Facebook?
Moneyball got robbed. 2011. Argo. 2012. Django Unchained. Les Miserables. Life of Pi. Silver Linings Playbook.
Les Miserables can fuck off.
Silver Linings Playbook was a great movie, though.
Yeah, but Les Miserables can fuck off.
Yeah,
can
go fucking
I fucking
off.
Hate those Django movies. Unchained. Yeah. Those are so Oscar pondering movies. It's so fucking like we're just.
Oh
gonna,
my
yeah,
god! Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2013, 12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas by Her.
Birdman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her was good.
Actually, this was a great movie because like American Hustle's great, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club's great, Gravity's great, Her is great. Never seen Nebraska.
I haven't either.
Polonia, but Wolf of Wall Street. Come on. Yeah, and that's it. We already went through all the rest of these. I don't know. Who do you think wins this year? If you had to guess, out of Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite.
Dude, I really don't know.
Neither do I.
I haven't seen enough of them to know.
I would say A Star Is Born, just because it might. Seems like I don't know.
I'll tell you this: if Black Panther wins, I'm gonna pitch a fit, even though I haven't seen the other.
I think A Star Is Born is definitely deserving of a win for best original song because the songs that came out of The Star Is Born is fucking incredible. Like I listened to them without having seen the movie. I don't know. Maybe what we do. Is we watch all the movies this year. Come back next week.
I got so much time to do that.
It's not happening. We should talk about actual sports.
I think so.
All right.